What is up, everybody? Mikey CLT here from Bar Down Breakdown, letting you know that our 100th episode is going to be dropping exclusively on the Hockey Podcast Network on January 27th. We will be joined by special guest Derek from the amazing pop punk band State Champs. Make sure you subscribe and follow us on all our socials so you do not miss any of our amazing episodes. We are so pumped that we have made it to episode 100. And to thank you, we are running an Instagram contest where one lucky winner can win a Steez brand snapback hat. So head over to our Instagram and enter our contest. Also, if you are just hearing about Bar Down Breakdown, make sure you go and check out our 99 other episodes where we have had artists who have been nominated for Grammys, all the way down to artists who are unsigned, where we dive into the crossover between alternative music and hockey. So make sure you go and check out Bar Down Breakdown wherever you listen to podcasts, brought to you exclusively by the Hockey Podcast Network.
Hello, LA Kings fans, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 13 of the Kings Den, as always presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. As always, I'm your host, Jordy Cunningham. Thank you so much for joining us here for Episode 13 of Season 2 of the Kings Den. Again, as always presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. As always, before we get started, don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and review to not just the Kings Den, but all of our great podcasts around the Hockey Podcast Network. I think we're up to 42 podcasts around the network, something like that now, so it's just truly incredible. Go check all of them out. And don't forget to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at the Kings Den, THPN. Also, don't forget to check us out on YouTube at the Hockey Podcast Network for all of our great video footage. Don't forget to check out the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter and Instagram as well, at HockeyPodNet. And don't forget to check us out on Patreon for just $1. You can find all of our exclusive bonus content, including After Hours. There was just a new one filmed last night. I was not a part of it, but a bunch of personalities around the network were. So definitely go check that out as well. For just $1 on Patreon, you can find all of our exclusive bonus content. Just search the Hockey Podcast Network. Season 2 of the Kings Den. We finally have Kings hockey to talk about. How nice has it been to have Kings hockey back? Of course, on Thursday, they played their first game in 309 days. They played two solid games. They haven't got the result they wanted, but they've played two solid games to start the season, and we'll just get right into it. Unfortunately, your LA Kings 0-2 to start the season. Two tough overtime losses against Minnesota Wild. Man, that's Minnesota Wild's a good team. But you know, already just two games in, we're seeing a lot of improvement from this LA Kings team. We're seeing a lot better play, a lot better entry zones. Just in general, like, I know it's only two games in, I know it's a small sample size, but we're seeing a lot of improvement from this Kings team already, despite a couple losses. Like, both these games were the exact same. Tied at 1 after 1. Kings score 2 goals in the second. Lead 3-1 after 2. Allow 2 goals in the third. Go to overtime tied at 3. And then allow a goal in overtime. So the finish hasn't quite been there for the LA Kings yet. It'd be nice to have that. But you know, again, it's early in the season. They're working on it. Again, these weren't two bad games. There was just like a few breakdowns here and there. But again, it's still a young team. They're playing a lot better than they have last season. I know, again, short sample size, two games in. But we'll just get right into it. The first game on Thursday, the 4-3 loss in overtime to the Minnesota Wild. You could tell it looked like preseason hockey. And I kind of said this last episode. Like, it's going to look like preseason hockey a little bit. You know, first game of the season, no warm-ups. Like no exhibition games or anything. It was going to look a little rusty, and it did. But your Kings lost 4-3 in that first game of the season. Again, your Kings outshot the Wild 34-27 in this game. And I got to tell you, before we get into the Kings, a name you're going to hear a lot that we talk about in this podcast, in this episode, is Kaprizov. This rookie for the Wild, man, this kid's the truth. He is fun to watch. I talked about it a lot on the Soda Pod. They did a live stream on Thursday night for the opener, and I joined them for the pregame and for the postgame. And this, we talked a lot about this Kaprizov kid. He is good. He is the truth for the Minnesota Wild. So he's gonna be something that the Kings have to take control of, because he's gonna take over for the Minnesota Wild. And they did give him a bit of a rookie moment in the second game of the season, but we will get to that as well. So the Minnesota Wild took a 1-0 lead late into the first period, but in game one. But then there was something about Thursday night, just around the whole National Hockey League. There was something Thursday night about goals late in games, and there actually has been for the first few days, but especially on Thursday. I think there was three in the whole league, and this included Jeff Carter scoring with 3 seconds left in the first period to tie the game at one. He scored Kopitar with the assist, a little scramble play in front of the net. We kind of argued on the Soda Pod about whose fault that was on the Minnesota Wild. Was it Talbot's? Was it the centerman's? In that point, the centerman has to win that draw. Defensive zone draw late in the game, you have to win that draw. But it led to a goal. So Jeff Carter scored the first goal of the season for the Kings, assisted by Kopitar. That tied it at one with 3 seconds left. And actually, on that faceoff matter, the LA Kings dominated the faceoff circle in the first game of the season, winning 61.3% of the draws compared to 38.7% for the Minnesota Wild. So that was great to see in the first game, seeing them dominate the faceoff circle like that. It was really awesome to see. The huge thing in this game as well was, before we even get to the rest of the game, was special teams. Your LA Kings 1-for-4 on the power play. Minnesota Wild 0-for-6 on the power play. The LA Kings penalty kill doing a great job early on in the season. Through two games, haven't allowed a power play goal yet, I believe. 0-for-6. The penalty kill is looking really good, much improved. And you have to remember, this first game of the season, they played without Cal Peterson, Curtis McDermott, and Sean Walker due to COVID protocols. So it was a bit of a not quite the A lineup in this game, but they still played hard fought, still played a great game. And a huge part of the penalty kill was Jonathan Quick. I thought he played great in this game despite the loss. When your penalty kill is going good, it's because your best penalty killer is your goaltender, and he was in this game. He was really, really good in this game as well. So you get to the second period, tied at one. Andreas Athanasiou. I said he's going to make an impact for this team. He does. He scores his first as an LA King off a rebound. Carter gets an assist. Matt Roy gets an assist. Matt Roy, by the way, great on the penalty kill as well. He's been absolutely solid through the first two games of the season. So Athanasiou gets his first from Carter and Roy. And then towards the end of the period, scramble play in front of the net. Originally thought it was Kempe's, but no, it was Dustin Brown's 300th career goal to make it 3-1. I follow and Kopitar with the assist. That was a power play goal, and you should have seen it. It was a mad scramble in front of the net. They thought it was Kempe's, but no, it turned out to be Dustin Brown's, and again, the 300th of his illustrious career. And again, Ajax I'll follow and Anze Kopitar with the assists. So it's 3-1 for the Kings after two periods. And then get to the third period. Minnesota, they come back. Kaprizov makes a nice play. Victor Rask scores, makes it 3-2 early in the third period. And then Foligno scores to tie it at 3 about midway through the period. And it was hard fought. Yeah, I honestly thought that the Minnesota Wild played better in the third period. And actually, for this first game, they played better for them. There was it was leaps and bounds. Like, the first half of the third period, I thought the Wild were the better team. And then the second half, I thought it was the Kings were a bit of the better team. It was just some back and forth in the game. But then, again, First game of the season, it's almost like preseason hockey, like I said, because there's been no warm-ups. There's been no exhibition games. There's no anything. So it was a bit of a scramble all night long in game one of the season. But now we eventually get to overtime, and the rookie Kaprizov with the game winner. It was a back-and-forth overtime, chances for both teams. But Drew Doughty with maybe the worst, just a horrible giveaway. No, it's Dustin Brown, sorry. Dustin Brown with just a horrible giveaway. Doughty was right there as well. He was just starting to skate to the bench, I believe. And Brown thought Doughty was there, and he wasn't. And Brown, horrible drop pass to no one. Kaprizov takes it, tries to dangle Quick, actually fans on his shot, and it still works out, and it still gets past Jonathan Quick. So it was just a tough one for Quick in that scenario. Kaprizov, his first career NHL goal, is the winner as the Minnesota Wild beat your LA Kings 4-3 in overtime in game one of the season. And again, game one of the season, it's still early on. It's tough. It's still early. There's still a lot that can go on in this season. And like, there still is, it was preseason hockey. There's no other way to put it. That was preseason hockey. Like, it's tough. It's tough when you're just scrimmaging. It's tough to just go into it with no exhibition games or anything, just a scrimmage. And yeah, scrimmages are good, but like, when you're not playing other opponents, you're just playing your teammates. Like, that's tough to do and just tough to jump in. And you can also see, I made this point a lot over during training camp, that the stamina is a bit of a factor as well. Getting your legs underneath you, you could tell players are getting tired in the game. You could tell that for sure. But again, the LA Kings, the 4-3 overtime loss to the Minnesota Wild. Again, like I said, great on the faceoff dot in game one, great on the penalty kill in game one, outshot the Minnesota Wild in game one. And again, 34 shots, a lot of them weren't great quality chances. There were a lot of great chances, but a lot of them were just not that great of quality chances either. So again, early in the season, very, very early in the season. And talking about that game, and again, before I even get to like quotes about that game, just remember that in this game, there was no Cal Peterson, of course. There was no Sean Walker. There was no Curtis McDermott. So Mark Ault was playing. Kyle Clegg was playing. And I actually thought he was one of the most noticeable defensemen on the ice for the LA Kings in this game. I was surprised that he got taken out. And we knew that we were getting Walker and McDermott back for game two, and we did. But it was honestly a bit of a surprise to see Kyle Clegg taken out. But it wasn't, and it was at the same time. And there was a number of roster moves after the game to make room for Walker and McDermott and Peterson. So we will get to that in a second. But just talking about that first game of the season. Talking about the first game of the season. Athanasiou, man. This line, the line of Athanasiou, Carter, and Lizotte. I really, really like this line early on. And Athanasiou on his first game as a King, he said, "It's definitely a good feeling just to get back in the rhythm of things. But obviously, it's kind of a bittersweet night. Glad to be back out there. Unfortunately, we didn't come out with the W, but we got 1 point. Take the positives and move forward." And then talking about playing with Carter, who I've been saying, this might be Jeff Carter revenge season. He's feeling good. He's playing good. Yeah, he's 36, and I think he's still going to have a good year. He still has a lot in the tank at 36. Athanasiou said about Carter, "He's been playing unbelievable, and even in practice, you can see he's got another gear. He's really got a lot of speed. I had to get on my high horse there just to keep up with him. He made a great play, and I think it was a really good night for us." When Athanasiou, one of the fastest guys in the league, is saying he's got to catch up to Jeff Carter, is that a problem? Anyways, it ended up in a goal for Athanasiou, and they really like playing together, so that's awesome, and I love seeing that as well. And I really like the chemistry this line that is creating, and Athanasiou went on to say that as well. Talking about Carter, he said, "He's a beast. We all know his age. He's moving. We all know his age, and he's moving like it's his first couple years in the league. To be able to move like that, it's really exciting to see, and he's fun to play with. It's something I think we're going to keep getting better at and get a good feel for each other with Lizzie out there, Lizotte. I think we have some good chemistry, and it's just going to keep building. We have another game in a couple nights, so we'll be ready for that as well." So again, They really like playing together, these three. Athanasio really likes playing with Carter. And I told you, Jeff Carter's in another gear this season. He's ready to go. He wants to be better this season. He wants to improve off the few struggles from the last season. He's finally healthy, and he's excited for that opportunity. So, and I really like this line. It's kind of like the veteran in Carter, the young guy in Lazard, and then Athanasio is kind of like the middle guy. And I think Athanasio is going to score a lot of goals for this team. I really do. But again, let's get to what head coach Tom McClellan had to say about game one of the season. he said, they weren't pretty goals. They were ugly. They were in the paint, battle-type goals. And for us, we're looking for more this year. We didn't get enough last year. Those are the type of goals you're going to need. We'll have to continue to improve in that area. And at the other end, we've got to clean some things so we're not giving up four. We don't expect to score four every night, but we should be able to produce three on a steady basis, but not four. We were on the wrong end of that tonight. And then talking about the penalty kill, he said, the penalty kill did a lot of work tonight. We did a really good job starting with our goaltender. I'm disappointed that we had to do that much work. I thought we lost a lot of players in the second period, which were important to us because of the lack of ice time. And I think that affected us in the third. Clean up the actual penalty is not necessarily a penalty killing, and it will certainly help us. So again, head coach Tom McClellan, super happy with the penalty kill, but again, it was too many penalties on night one as they went to the box six times. That is the LA Kings, of course, but Minnesota Wilds went 0 for 6 on the power play. And of course, we just talked about the line of Lazat, Carter, and Athanasiou, and head coach Tom McClellan talked about that. He said, Hartz has been good all training camp, finally healthy. I think the extended pandemic layoff certainly helped him with the surgery last year and recovery over the summer. He is still a very committed athlete. He worked very hard on his body and his conditioning. He's always had the skill, the talent, and the knowledge to put his game forward, but right now, his body's doing a lot for him. The speed factor of those two is really important. Combine that with the tenacity of Lazada on the forecheck and keeping plays alive, and we think that line can be effective in both ends of the rink. And you know, I really agree. I just said it a lot. I think that line is going to be really awesome for this team, and I really, really like watching them, and I hope they stay together for a long time, because again, they're a lot of fun to watch. They really are a lot of fun to watch, and I'm excited to see what they're going to do. And just continuing one last thing on the first game of the season, head coach Tom McClellan also talking about the defensemen said, well, Mikey Anderson and Roy Z, I thought, were the most steady pair of the night. They made simple plays and defended well, so I think he had a really good night. Kale Clegg, once he settled in, I thought he had a strong night. Matt Leff, who unfortunately was taken out of the game in the second period minutes-wise because of all the penalties, I thought he had a pretty good night. There were some good nights. Gabe Vilardi won his share of face-offs in key situations and had the puck. Some of the kids had a factor in this game and an outcome. I told you, man, the kids are coming, and it's going to slowly but surely come. Vilardi has played well over the first two games. Mikey Anderson has looked awesome out there. Kale Clegg, it looked awesome in game one, didn't play in game two. And you know, like, the kids are exciting, man. The kids are exciting. But again, like I said, they lost both games 4-3 in overtime, exact same result. But in between games, like I said, Sean Walker, Curtis McDermott, Cal Peterson, all off the COVID list and with the team. So because of that and corresponding moves, Ault and Bornfoot got assigned to the taxi squad. Meanwhile, goaltender Jacob Ingram got reassigned to the Ontario Reign, along with Strand and Valetia, also assigned from the taxi squad to the Ontario Reign, and also goaltender Troy Griznik, who was the backup in game one because of no Peterson. He got placed on waivers and unfortunately got picked up by the Edmonton Oilers, so he is going to Edmonton. So that's a big loss. I know people were kind of like, he's only played two games and he's 30 and only played two games, but you know, he's a serviceable goaltender, and it's too bad that the Kings have lost him as a third string goaltender. But you know, Edmonton's got some goalie problems, so it was tough loss for the LA Kings losing him as well as a solid like third string goaltender. But that happens. It's the way it works. It's the way had to take the risk with it, and it didn't go the Kings way, but unfortunate, that's the way it happens. Now, they lost both games 4-3 in overtime against Minnesota Wild to start the season, but before we get to the second game, Hawk is back. It's so exciting. We've had a few, we're like 4 days into the season now, and it's so exciting to have it back. Do you know who else is coming back? Conor McGregor. The return we've all been waiting for is finally here, and one of sport's most notorious icons is stepping into the octagon this Saturday. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the UFC, is giving you a free shot at huge cash prizes. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering new players a free slot at millions of dollars in total prizes with first deposit. If you haven't tried it yet, Fantasy MMA is easy to play. Just pick six fighters, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points for advances, takedowns, and more. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test and compete at a shot for millions of dollars in total prizes. Plus, don't forget about football playoffs, where DraftKings has even more money for grabs this weekend. DraftKings is safe, secure, reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. And also bet on hockey as well. Bet on Kings. It's nice to have hockey back. Bet on the NBA as well. There's everything you can bet on right now, so definitely check it out. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code THPN to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes throughout the weekend. That's promo code THPN to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes only at DraftKings.com. Minimum $5 deposit. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. And if you have a problem or if you know someone that has a problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So now we get to game two of the season. LA Kings lose 4-3 again in overtime to the LA Kings. And again, I would argue a little better game. Now they got outshot in this game, and the Minnesota Wild were much improved in the faceoff dot in this game. But I would argue that this was a bit of a better game for the LA Kings. Again, like I said, they lost 4-3 in overtime. Again, it was the exact same. Tied at one after the first again. Kings up 3-1 after the second again. Allow two goals in the third to be tied at three, and then lose in overtime again to the Minnesota Wild. But tough start for the LA Kings. Matt Dumba, 21 seconds in. Just a little wrister at a bad angle went off McDermott and in on McDermott's first shift of the season. A little wrister went off his calf and passed Jonathan Quick, who I agreed with Jonathan Quick starting this game again. Give Cal Peterson a little bit more time to get ready. But again, tough goal. Early on, tough bouts. There was a few of those. There was a lot of not pretty goals in this game. But again, it's early. It's going to look a little bit like preseason the first few games. So Matt Dumba made it 1-0 for the Minnesota Wild. But then Gabe Vilardi ties it at 1 from Wagner and McDermott. Another scramble in front of the net. The puck barely got over the line before the net came off. But it was Gabe Vilardi's first of the season, tying it at 1 with about 4 minutes to go in the first period. Then you get to the second period. You like pinball? Because that's what this goal was. Blake Lizotte gets his first of the year. Beautiful play by Jeff Carter along the boards. Gets it down to Doughty at the point, who there was no one even close to Drew Doughty on this play. He fires it. It goes off a Minnesota Wild stick, off Lizotte's skate, and past Talbot to give the LA Kings a 2-1 lead. And again, this line, man, the Lizotte, Carter, Athanasio line, it's a lot of fun to watch. And talking about that, just a few minutes later, Athanasio gets his second of the year from Carter to make it 3-1 for the LA Kings. A little bit of horrible turnover by Kaprizov. Again, a little bit of a rookie moment for him, and a beautiful give and go by Carter and Athanasio, back and forth and back and forth. It actually got so they were off wings, which I actually like better. So Carter was coming down the left side and Athanasio was coming down the right side. It was actually a shot by Carter from the left side off Talbot. Rebound came right to Athanasio, who got to bury it in the back of the net and make it 3-1 for the Kings at that time. But then you fast forward to the third period. Joel Arison-Ek makes it 3-2. Just a bad change by the LA Kings. You know, they had tired penalty killers. They thought they got it out. But Minnesota Wild, quick attack back. First guy was taken by a defenseman, but Arison-Ek was wide open for the rebound to make it 3-2. And then, tough goal for your LA Kings here, man. Tough go. They're fighting late in the game. Minnesota Wild have the extra attacker out. They actually have a chance to win at a long shot from their own end for the Kings. To the empty net, hits the post. I don't remember who shot it, but long shot, hits the post. LA Kings were that close to sealing it with empty netter, but it hits the post and it comes up to bite them as Ryan Suter ties the game with 2 seconds left, 1.7 seconds left. Oh, it was heartbreak for the LA Kings. It was frustrating. It was heartbreak to see that Ryan Suter gets one past quick to tie the game at three with 1.7 seconds left. Just a heartbreaker for the LA Kings when they did really deserve the 2 points. It's unfortunate that they didn't get it, but anyhow, so you go to overtime again, bit of a back and forth overtime again. It was exciting to see. Quick was absolutely working in this game. He was the first star of the game as he had to make 40 saves in this game. Wild were peppering him with shots in this game, of course. 44 shots, 40 saves for Jonathan Quick, but with just 11 seconds left in overtime, bit of a just a good chance for the Minnesota Wilds. Kaprizov actually puts it cross ice to Johansson, who actually fans on his shot, which hurts even more. It was he went to one time this. He didn't get all of it. It was an absolute changeup. And because of that, Quick was already down and out because he's coming over quick. He's expecting a one-timer. He's not expecting a little flutter puck to get by him. So, of course, he dives because if Johansson makes solid contact on this, it's a save for Jonathan Quick. It just is. That's the reality. But it was just unfortunate. Just a little flutter puck past Jonathan Quick, and Johansson gets his first of the year for the Minnesota Wild to win again 4-3 over the LA Kings. So again, two hard-fought but tough losses for the LA Kings. But hey, you get at least 1 point out of it, right? Early on in the season, you have to get as many points, just all throughout the season, you have to get as many points as you can. So tough for your LA Kings, two losses, two overtime losses, exact same games pretty much. But you know, there's still improvement. They still played well, just a few breakdowns. Quick was the first star, like I said. Carter was the second star. Again, he had 2 assists. He has 4 points in 2 games. Like, this is a new rejuvenized Jeff Carter. He's killing it for the LA Kings. And like I said, Minnesota outshot the Kings 44-33 in this game. They were much improved in the faceoff circle, winning the faceoff battle at 54.5% in this game. But I'm not worried about that because the LA Kings, they're a good faceoff team. Yeah, you're going to have a little bit of an off night in it. They're a good faceoff team. Both teams went 0 for 5 on the power play. So like I said, the LA Kings haven't allowed a power play goal through the first 2 games of the season. And the LA Kings out hit the Minnesota Wild 18-17 in this game. And a bit of a problem with this game, and this is something that kind of happened, this was something that we talked about a lot actually last year as well, was not great third periods. And I look at the shot on goal as an indicator of that. So first period, Minnesota Wild outshoot LA 14-11. Second period, your LA Kings outshoot LA 13-12. Look at the third period. Your LA Kings are outshot 15-7. That cannot happen. That cannot happen. That just can't. That just cannot happen. But anyways, it's unfortunate. It is what it is. Hey, but still not a bad start to the season. Yeah, you only have 2 points out of four, but it's not a bad start to the season for the LA Kings. There's a lot of positives to take away from the game. And again, we're only two games in. It's going to be a sprint this season. We know that, but we're only two games in. And again, no warm-ups, like no exhibitions. There's going to be a little rust to shake off, especially when you haven't played since March. Again, the opener on Thursday night was the first game in 309 days for the LA Kings. So there's going to be some rust. Those were also the first 2 games of an 8-game series between the Minnesota Wild this season. Of course, with the new format this season, you just play within your division. You're playing every team like 7, 8, 9, 10 times. What I did find, looking at the schedule, this 8-game series is going to be done by the end of February. February 27th is game 8 between these two teams. The season ends at the beginning of May. Like, just crazy that they didn't spread them out more. I thought that was a little wild. No pun intended, if you ask me. But also, if you didn't check it out, I was live on the Soda Pod for the opener. You can go check that out. The feed, they made it in podcast form as well. It's also on Patreon. They went live pregame, during the intermissions, and postgame, and I joined them for pregame and postgame, and it was a lot of fun to talk about breaking down the game a little bit, kind of like a pregame show, postgame show. It was a lot of fun, so definitely go check that out as well. I'm sure it's on Patreon. It might be on YouTube, or you can just go to the Soda Pods Twitter and find the live stream and go through it as well. And you know what? Not a bad start for the LA Kings. This week just gets tougher. This week gets tougher. You have two more home games. You have 2 days off. Today's Sunday morning. It's an off day for the Kings right now. They're going to practice on Monday. And then they welcome the Colorado Avalanche to town for two games on Tuesday night and Thursday night. And the Colorado Avalanche, man, watch out for them. Watch out for them. They are 1-1 to start the season. They lost badly in the first game. They came out firing in the second game of the season. It was unbelievable. What was it? 8-0 they won. They had a bad first game and they were like, you know what? Screw this. We got to play a lot better. They came out and won 8-0 against St. Louis. It was 8 or 9. It was something ridiculous. But anyways, tough task coming up as they play the Minnesota they take on the Colorado Avalanche this week. One of the best teams in the league. So we're just going to have to see what is going to happen with that as well. But you know what? It's going to be interesting. This LA Kings team has a lot of fight in them, and they're going to come out firing, and it's exciting to see. It's exciting to see. So definitely come back this week as we'll be breaking down the games against the Colorado Avalanche on the next episode of the Kings. But again, it's just nice to have LA Kings hockey back, you know? And again, two tough losses, but it's okay. It's early in the season. We know what to expect this season, LA Kings fans. We just want to inspect improvement so far this season, and I think we've seen that so far. There's a lot of positive things to take away from the first couple games of the season for your LA Kings. This has been episode 13 of season 2 of the Kings Den. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and review to us here at the Kings Den and every other podcast across the Hockey Podcast Network. Also, don't forget to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at the Kings Den, THPN. And don't forget to check the Hockey Podcast Network out on Twitter and Instagram at HockeyPodNet. Of course, I'm your host, Jordy Cunningham. Don't forget to follow me at CunninghamJordy on Twitter or at Jordy_Cunningham23 on Instagram. Don't forget to follow the Hockey Podcast Network on YouTube at just search the Hockey Podcast Network. And don't forget to check us out on Patreon. For just $1, you can find all of our exclusive bonus content, including After Hours and so much else. So check that out as well. Continue to stay safe. Wear your mask. I hope you have a great week. Enjoy all the hockey that's back. Enjoy the football that's happening. I hope you enjoyed the football that happened all weekend. I hope you enjoyed the hockey that happened all weekend. It's so nice to have hockey back. So I hope you have a great week. I hope you stay safe. And I can't wait to talk to you guys on next Thursday for episode 14 of season 2 of the Kings Den. Stay hot, have a great week, wear your mask, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.